Hey, welcome to another episode of Don't Kill the Messenger. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about cravings, and we're going to really be diving into how to crush those cravings during stressful times because, as you know, we're all in this together and we're all kind of in this place of, you know, like we're stuck at home. What else are we going to do but sit at home on the couch, watch Netflix and eat? We don't want to do that, obviously, but sometimes you just, out of boredom, are kind of stuck with things to just fill the time. And we don't want to do that. There's certain things you can do. And I brought on a special guest today to really go ahead and help to give you some insight on things that you can do right now so that you can crush those cravings when stressful times come now and in the future as well. Now, before we begin, head on over to ventobots.com/book to get your free copy of the complete automation strategy, the four phases we use to generate never-ending leads, and as well, we use those same four phases for our clients so that you can bring new people into your world and attract your ideal audience. Now, welcome today into our episode, Vicky. How you doing, Vicky?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me on today. This is fun. What a great title.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so Don't Kill the Messenger. We it's okay to be, like, essentially the purpose of this is we want to point out things that people aren't really talking about, right? People hide things a lot of the time. Like, there's certain things that we need to talk about that sometimes we don't. And the reason for Don't Kill the Messenger is because I want you to be that person that allows you to be forward and open enough and vulnerable enough to be able to talk to those issues, and you won't get criticized for it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So give us a little bit more in depth on like how you help people. Because I know the crushing the cravings is just like a small piece of it. So what really do people come to you for?
This is what my average client tells me. I know what I'm supposed to do. So this could be in their business. This would be in sales. This could be in their weight loss. I know what I'm supposed to do. I can't get myself to do it. So that's what I do, is I help them bridge between knowing what they need to do and actually doing it. And they do so, which interesting, what's very interesting with is if it's a dieter, it's without willpower or struggling anymore. If it's someone in sales or a business owner, they're actually taking care of their business or actually making the phone calls they need to make without having to force themselves to do it.
That's fantastic. You're essentially helping people shorten that gap that they may have, or like, why can't I get to the next level? Why can't I get to the next revenue level? Or why can't I get to the next, you know, like personal level as far as relationships or love or anything like that? No, I love it. You're really helping shorten that gap there for them.
Well, it's not only shortening the gap. A lot of times they are actually just stuck. They're frozen. They're paralyzed. And they won't take even a step. So that it helps with that too.
And I love it because, I mean, it's true. I've personally felt that way in the past before. There's been seasons, you know, where things are going great. But then all of a sudden, for some reason, you feel a little... I'm speaking from experience here, like you feel like almost paralyzed, right? To really move forward. You're like, it's not really a fear, but it's more of like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a, what was it? Like, I knew what, exactly as you said, like I knew what I had to do. I just couldn't, I don't know what it was that was preventing me from actually getting there. And it took a lot of like self looking inward and everything like that to really overcome that and start making that progress again. So I'm sure, yeah, like when someone is ready, they're just like, hey, Vicky, I need this exact, I'm stuck, help me out.
And a lot of times it is fear. It's a, it doesn't come across as scariness. It comes across as edginess, comes across as anxiety. It comes across in a lot of different ways, frustration, overwhelm.
I was gonna say frustration was what I was feeling a lot. I remember
exactly. That. Yep. And that is based on something in the past that is similar to where you're trying to go, and you were stopped. Perhaps you were told that you would never amount to anything. Especially if you're looking at producing an income that's, you know, $1 million or more. And for example, for me, my husband was told in the 9th grade by the English teacher that he would never amount to anything, and the only job he'd have is to pump gas for the rest of his life.
Wow, that's pretty intense. That's pretty bold.
Exactly. And those type of things, fortunately for him, he's enough of a rebel that he's just like, yeah, watch me. And, you know, he's like director of Fortune 500 companies. But for some of us, that would really stop us. And then anytime we attempted to build that multi-million dollar, multi-thousand-dollar business, $100,000 business, or lose 15, 20 pounds, that stops us because in the back of our mind is still this suggestion that we won't amount to anything.
Interesting. It's true. Like, I feel like that really plays, and a lot of people say, like, I've heard it in the past, a lot of people say it can fall back to childhood. But like you said, that wasn't necessarily childhood. That was more like his teen years, you know? So it's not always just childhood, but there's like throughout life, we're going to have experiences like that. And I know that really plays into how we cope. And right, I know eating can be one of those things, for example, of how people cope with things. That's like their safe route to go. I'm personally guilty of it myself. I know over the quarantine here, I've gained a couple of extra pounds that I didn't really want to. And I was like, oh, well, I need to change that. So I made a change. But I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to whether it doesn't just have to be food, right? It could be, I don't know, a substance or like a habit or something like that they fall back into.
It can be social media. It can be video games. It can be over-exercising, believe it or not. I mean, that doesn't sound to some people.
I've done that before. I've been a season through that. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and people don't recognize that because you think that that's healthy for you, right? But if you're spending 6 hours in the gym and you're not a bodybuilder, it's probably a little obsessive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's happening right now, which is really fascinating, because most of my clients they come to me because they have issues with food cravings and they can't seem to stop them. That's where I said they know what they don't need to do. They know they're not supposed to, but they can't get themselves to stop. But what's happening right now is one of three things. So you've got the person who has never, ever had an emotional eating issue or stress eating issue, and they're finding themselves having it right now. There's the emotional and stress eaters that have always been, and they are going overboard. And there's those that are kind of going in between, or there's four levels. So there's actually some of my clients who are eating better, or they're moving more than they ever have in the past. Here's the reason this is happening, though, to even those who don't have a stress eating or emotional eating problem, is that this situation, the pandemic, touched every level of survival that a human being has. So what that means is it threatened our food, it threatened our health, it threatened our education, right? Our kids are working from home now to get educated, and it threatened our shelter. Those are the four basic needs that every human being has, and every one of them was threatened. If it's one, we might be able to cope better, but if all four of them, and none of us have ever experienced all four of them being threatened. And so that's why we're going to food. That's why we're trying to comfort ourselves, because our basic needs have been shaken up.
That is super insightful. Like, it's true. Like, I didn't even think about that, but it's true. Like you said, the four things that are really our basic needs, right? Food, health, education, and shelter. And they're like literally needs that we have, because they're not wants, but they are, like, we can't survive without them, right? But yeah, that's very interesting how it really has. That's like an eye opener for me, for everyone listening. That's a gold nugget there. I mean,
I'm glad.
When something like that, no one's ever experienced anything like this. This is completely.
Not all four.
Yeah.
You know, one of those, so you might be diagnosed with cancer. So one of those four is threatened.
Right.
But all four of them was threatened at the same time. And it's no wonder that we've had the stress that we've had and the overwhelm that we have and the numbness and just being paralyzed, because we don't know how to handle the situation.
That is interesting. Yeah, that's crazy. So we end up coping, and it's true. Like, I found for myself, one of the initial, I guess, responses, I was one of those people that I don't think it really hit until about a month after everything really started closing down, just because I work from home in general. So like, this is more of a normal life. But so to me, it was kind of like normalized for about a month, month and a half. And then it really started to take its toll when like the extracurricular activities that we did, like for example, my daughter's gymnastics weekly that we, like obviously we didn't do that for a month and a half. We would go hiking on the weekends. They closed down places like that. So like after about a month and a half, that's when it really started to hit and really start to become reality, at least for people like me. But I know everyone else, a lot of other people felt it a lot sooner. And it was just kind of a wave of, like a, several waves of this whole, like it's touched everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what are some of the common, I guess, pitfalls that you've seen with people, like that they, you mentioned one of them, that they know that they should be doing, but they are not doing it. That's like one of the things. Mm-hmm. That they can help self-identify with, like, hey, I might need like an external force to really help me out of this. Mm-hmm. What are some other kind of things that people can be aware of?
Well, actually, just that alone, being aware of that there is a need is the first step of any type of change. So that is the number one thing, is being aware. And sometimes we're trying to numb ourselves so much that we're not even aware that it needs to be changed until you step on the scale. Or until somebody gets out of the yoga pants.
Right.
You know, and that's what I foresee happening, is all of the work from home that's happening is the first day that people need to go back to the office or need to go back to their regular job where they're out and about. And everyone has, right, their work clothes in their closet. Those ones that you wear at 9 to 5. Yeah. You and I work from home, so ours are t-shirts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we are a little bit more casual, perhaps, but we also have our dress attire for when we go out networking and we go out to meetings and we're speaking. Mm-hmm. And my biggest concern is that all of a sudden people are going to walk in their closet and their clothes aren't going to fit. And now and it's too late to react to it, because they have to go to work in an hour or two.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So being aware of it is really the first step. Being aware, maybe I ought to try on my work clothes to see how they fit. Maybe I am feeling a little bit heavier than I was before. I don't believe in weighing ourselves. I think that that's contradicting for most people. So it's judgment time and criticizing time, and people get on the scale and they've lost a couple pounds and they go celebrate with donuts. And then they get on the scale and they've gained a couple pounds and they go celebrate with donuts. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So aware is the first step. And then once you're aware, understanding what you need to do, what are you going to do about it? What's the plan? And for most people who have dieted most of their lives, like I have, the plan was always in the past something very rigid, something that was so stringent that it was hard to stay on and was ridiculous for my lifestyle. So we have to be aware of that.
You have this. Be aware of
it. Yeah.
What influx
overstating of your goals is a little bit, you know, it's too much. And here's what's fascinating about that. So if you've always made $50,000 in your business and you decide you want to be a millionaire in your business, the brain doesn't have the comprehension to understand that kind of leap. And there's a lot of books written about quantum leaps and, you know, take those big jumps. It's okay to think big, but your brain doesn't understand that kind of leap. So double what you have done, $100,000, brain gets it. Same thing with losing weight. If you want to let go of weight, you don't think about the 50 pounds you need to lose. You think of the first 5.
And then break it down into smaller chunks. Right. I like it. I like it. And so something you touched on with like finding these short term solutions. You mentioned like diet plans and stuff like that, but like this can relate to, for example, we see out there all the time, like I see it especially in my world, in the world of like advertising and everything, is people selling this dream of like you can be a millionaire overnight, or like in 30 days have, I don't know, make 6 figures or something like that. It's almost like unreal. It's very surreal and unrealistic, but in a time of where, like you mentioned, like our 4 basic needs really are targeted and compromised. It's something like that. And that's, I feel horrible from the sense of, you know, it's very predatory, because it's really preying on that fear, as opposed to focusing how you help people on the, like, let's focus on the long term and really change the life, because being a millionaire isn't for everyone. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. Being a six-figure business owner isn't for everyone. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, some people could be fine at, like, I don't know, $80,000 a year. They're just like, oh, wow, I'm doing everything I want to do and whatever. Or, like, for example, mid six figures, you're doing everything you want to do and you don't want to go past that point because we're going to require more of you, but you value your freedom more. And so you're exactly where you want to be to have the freedom. And it's things like the way you help people to really, it sounds like the way you help people really help focus on that long term and really the core of what they actually want.
Well, that is kind of the key. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what they want.
Yeah.
So we have to start with that. Truthfully, we have to start with that. I was watching a show, one of those short session shows, and one of the questions was to find out somebody wanted, do you like cake or pie? And the person couldn't answer the question. Actually, I like both. And if they're into each other, I mean, I've baked cakes with pies inside of them before.
Yeah.
That is extremely awesome. But some people can't answer those kind of questions. You know, what do you want? And so we have to kind of start with that as well. And that's part of the awareness. One of my clients just recently, she came to me for her weight loss, and she came to me to help get her unstuck out of her own way for her building her business. And she was just, so much has shifted for her on such a safe and comfortable level that her hairstyle has changed, her hair color has changed, and she's accepting of herself in ways that is actually going to propel her in her business. And she's released like 12 pounds. So awareness sometimes is exactly like what you just said. $80,000 a year is perfect for me. I don't have to move further than this.
Yeah.
And so that's part of our development as well, is learning what is great about us and accepting it. What's our strengths that sometimes we think are weaknesses? And that's our superpower.
I love that. And that deserves to be repeated, right? Like, what's our strengths and what's our superpower? Because that we have, it's okay to be okay with what you have already. Mm-hmm. You know, be very grateful for that. And that's very powerful in and of itself. Like you mentioned, she released like the 12 pounds. I don't think she was even really focusing on that. I think it was more of like her internal work, but then through that, all these other things happened.
Right. Through that, she was able to make different choices.
Yeah.
With her food. And because she was making different choices with her food, she was able to release weight. And here's the thing about life, regardless of whatever your challenge is, the techniques really aren't all that different to help you through it. So it doesn't, my client, that's why I can work with clients who are trying to build their business and also clients who are trying to release weight. It's the same techniques. But what happens is that when we throw a pebble into water, we start with one ring and it goes out. That happens in our life too. So when you start making personal changes on the inside, the outside rings will start changing as well. And realize you have the control over that, right? You can decide what you want those to be. So it does affect our relationships. If we feel good about ourselves, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually and energetically and all of those different ways, then that radiates out into our life. And it's just so beautiful to see that happen. They come to me for one thing, but we're starting to see all these other areas in our life transform as well.
Yeah, I love it, because it's true. You help them create that ripple effect, and mm-hmm. we're like we mentioned, like we talked about not too long ago. You mentioned where a lot of people focus on the external part of it. For example, like, I want to get to that seven figure mark. I want to get that extra 50 grand, or what is it? I want to lose those 50 pounds. Well, how do you start? By starting with the first pound or the first five, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's true, like those smaller chunks, and it's not a quick fix. It's never a quick fix. The quick fixes lead to, it's just a band-aid, you know, it leads to further quick fixes, I guess, or further issues. But yeah, I love it, because it's, so you really help people focus on that one first domino, I guess, that's really going to allow them to just knock down the rest to where they actually want to go.
You're absolutely right. That's the way I work with people. And we start with the most stupidest, most ridiculously achievable goal that you could ever have. And they look at me like, seriously, that's my goal? People want to walk, you know, I start walking. Well, they haven't been walking in decades, maybe, you know, maybe months, weeks.
Yeah.
And they want to start an hour a day. I'm like, seriously, no, you're going to put your walking shoes next to your bedside. And then they go, and I'm like, that's it. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, because if they're next to your bedside or next to the front door, you're going to put them on, right? Yeah. All right. Then you'll probably walk out the door. So you've already achieved your goal. The brain is very fascinating too. I love how the brain works. The brain creates all these neural pathways, and to change them, obviously we have to do different, but the brain doesn't like different. So we have to do it differently in a safe way. And so these small, really stupid, achievable goals are safe. The brain's like, oh, I just did that. That's pretty awesome. What can we do now?
So how would you say, what are some of the things you've used in the past with people? I guess if you can provide some examples, whether it be like from, and I've noticed this, that you say, you don't say weight loss. You say like they've lost weight. You say they released it. I have a feeling I know why, but you can touch on that a little bit with this when you answer this, but what are some examples how you started with a couple of people on those really small achievable goals?
Well, there is a reason why I'm using that. And I do use weight loss for marketing. And you know why I use weight loss for marketing, because that's what everybody understands that their problem is, or they think their problem is weight loss. So the subconscious mind, which is what I work with a lot, because that's where all of our emotions and habits are harbored. And if you want to change a habit, you have to start there.
Yep.
If there's any emotion to it, it's going to be hard to change by just thinking it through. So that the subconscious mind hears the word loss and freaks out. When you left your cell phone at home and you're 15 miles away, what happened? You freaked out. When you can't find your phone, and this happens to me, so I'm not making fun of anybody, but when you can't find your phone and realize it's in your hand, but before you realize it's in your hand, up to your ear, you freak out, right? You're just like, oh my gosh, where's my phone?
I've been there.
We do those kind of silly things.
I mean,
we're wrapped up what we're thinking about. So the subconscious mind hates the word loss. And so when you say weight loss, it's as if you lost your keys to your car, you lost your cell phone, the brain panics, the subconscious mind panics. And so that's why it's found. That's why weight loss, a lot of people gain their weight back. It's actually, a woman actually loses and regains her body weight 11 times over her lifetime. And most of the time after 5 years, after a weight loss program, they're plus 10 pounds than they were originally. Mm-hmm. Before. So using the term weight loss, the brain's freaking out. It's always trying to find it back. And that's one of the reasons why people keep gaining their weight back.
I love it. It's true. Like I said, I had a feeling I knew why, just because it does have that negative connotation subconsciously. Yeah. But I wanted to make sure everyone heard it from your perspective. It's true, because what is it? I know there's just so much. There's so many examples, but like, what are some examples that, I guess, of those smaller changes that you've helped your clients or past clients really make? How did they start? I just want to be able to hear them so that everyone else can realize, like, is that really that simple? Like, I want them to actually hear this.
Okay. So small goals, we definitely work with very small, ridiculous, achievable goals. So we can start the brain in a winning pattern rather than I always fail at this, because that's the reference that it has. And so it wants to keep failing. Then watching our words about how we talk to ourselves. I actually call it a mental diet, and it doesn't matter if you want to make more sales or if you want to lose weight. A mental diet is watching your judgment and criticism. These are thoughts that you have, and we have like 95,000 thoughts a day. I can't imagine who sat with a clicker and put that on and off all day, and 95% of them are repeatable. So we're repeating the same thoughts over and over again. About 80% of them are negative. And so... geez. Yeah, I know. So watching your negative thoughts about, especially by yourself, watching the thoughts about being a victim or wanting to blame someone else because it's no one else's fault but your own. And then from the mental diet, we start changing the subconscious decisions that we've made about ourselves based on the thoughts, based on perceptions. So we had a perception of something as a child and then made a decision about ourselves. And the decision is not accurate anymore, but we still follow it. So we change the subconscious mind. And then we also do some energy work. And it's called emotional acupuncture without the needles. It's called tapping. And that's actually what I will be sharing as a free offer for everyone to watch tapping work for food cravings. And it's a real-time technique that's really so, again, it's one of those so simple things people go, really, that worked? I'm like, yeah, it works.
So it's, you're saying it's something that people can do on their own. And wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is very awesome. So it takes about 30 seconds to learn. And once you learn it, you're good. And you can use it on anything. You can use it real time. It's not like, I'm a hypnotist, so we use self-hypnosis for my clients. But what they do with the tapping is you can use it right now for what's bothering you. If you can't go, you know, with hypnosis, you have to go listen to recording or, you know, sit down someplace. So it's a little more complicated. And that's what I like, is really simple to use techniques.
Oh, so this is not just for like cravings as far as food goes, but like we talked about earlier, like some people may have fallen into habits for like substance use, like over drinking. Like we all joke that like, oh, it's wine day every day now because we're all at home type of deal or something. Or like, if you said over exercising, they may, that with their way of coping, but this like, that's like a craving they have. So they could essentially use it for something like that too.
Yes. So you can use it for procrastination. So say you need to make 10 phone calls today and you don't want to do it. You can do it for that. I've used it for super silly things. And it always has helped me. So pretty soon I'm making those phone calls and I'm like, oh, 10 minutes ago, I didn't want to make these calls and there's no big deal. It's an amazing technique. And once you learn it for yourself, you can use it for yourself. However, realize that a lot of how your behaviors are now are based on perceptions you made about yourself earlier in your life. So you may need support. And that's what I do, is I support
my clients. Yeah. So that's super interesting. Like, I don't know about anyone else. I don't know about you listening, but I'm definitely going to get this to see. I'm just super curious about this, like that you can use it for just about anything. Cause I know, like, if I ever fall into that situation again, I would want something at my disposal to really say like, hey, help, like this can help me get over it. And the more I use, and this is how, from my marketing perspective, this is how that works, is the fact that you're able to help me get a win before I ever work with you allows me to move closer to you and trust you and like you and know you more, to the point of when I'm ready for that support, who else am I gonna, like, you're the top of mind because I keep using the thing that you showed me, right? So why else, who else would I go to? So that's for everyone listening, that's definitely go get it for sure. Where can we get it, by the way?
You can get it at crushcravings.com.
crushcravings.com, perfect.
And it's basically crush cravings in 30 seconds. That's really as little time as it will take. And what's amazing is all of my clients that are parents learn how to use it for their children. And I had one client who has a high school student who was sitting at the kitchen table bawling because she couldn't get her algebra quiz taken care of. She was just stuck on this one problem and she couldn't figure it out. She used this technique, this tapping technique, and it's super silly. I mean, I admitted it's super silly. Even her daughter said, this is crazy. She's like, do it anyway. And she did. She calmed down. And the minute she calmed down, she went back to the quiz and she figured it out.
That's so awesome.
It's amazing for kids of all ages.
Oh my gosh. Now I have an even better reason to get it. Like for my children too. Like that's fantastic.
It's a game to them and they love it. And I taught it to my granddaughter and she actually helped someone, her cousin who was in the hospital emergency room. And she did it totally wrong. That's what's so great about it. And it helped her cousin anyway, get through the fear that she was having about being at the hospital.
That's fantastic. Okay, so definitely go to crushcravings.com. Go get it now so that you can overcome any crazy anytime you feel stuck or anything like that. And then when you're ready, reach out to Vicky for even more support so you can go even faster and not just shorten the gap, but really understand how to bridge that gap. She's going to not just shorten it for you, but she's going to help you bridge it so you can get to the other side and get to where you actually want to go. So
the first session it's not really a session. It's a no obligation call, just a chat to see if it's right for both of us.
Yeah.
So reach out. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything to gain, nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Or yeah, we can just release. Here we go. What'd you say about the subconscious keywords there? Like, we're not losing anything. We're releasing what we don't need.
Exactly.
And we are gaining everything that we want.
Yes. And need. Love it.
I love it. There you go. So I know we're kind of wrapping up on time here, but any final words as far as, or insights that you may have for anyone listening to overcome any place that they may feel stuck right now?
Well, right now is such a weird situation.
Yeah.
Because we're all at different levels of returning back to whatever our new normal is. And just realize that you're okay. I do that a lot with my clients. I just have them say, and sometimes it's just putting their hand on their chest like this and just repeating, I'm okay, while they're breathing deeply. It can be really simple to change yourself physiologically so that the stress response releases. And try something, go walk in nature, do something, hug a tree. I mean, sounds ridiculous, but.
No, it's true. Like, it's funny. My daughter, our four-year-old, we have a tree in our backyard, and every night she calls it her tree friend. So she climbs in it all the time, and it's something that she just loves to do. You know, and like there's something about just going for a hike in the, like, we live in Colorado Springs, so going for a hike in the mountains and just being surrounded by the trees and nature and everything, it's just rejuvenating.
Yeah. Well, there's reasons for that, and that's a whole nother episode, and we'll talk about
definitely a whole nother episode to talk about those things like that. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for coming on today. I know there's a lot of gold nuggets today, you know, especially with talking about those four main needs that have been targeted and really compromised during this time, right? The food, health, education, and shelter. And then of course, you know, those four emotional states, not emotional states, but those four triggers that we kind of run into, that allows us to really be aware of what's happening and like, hey, we may need to make a change here. And then of course, definitely go to crushcravings.com. Is it plural? Crush Cravings?
Yes.
crushcravings.com to get that easy to use tapping technique so that you can not just use it on yourself, but if you have friends or family, especially children, go ahead and help them out by helping them overcome whatever it is they may feel stuck with or running into right now. So thank you again, Vicky, for coming on today. I really appreciate a lot of gold nuggets here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Oh, good to see you. Of course. Yeah, no, of course. And then before I forget, if you're looking to really transition from the best kept secret to the go-to celebrity in your market, head on over to bentobot.com/book to get your free copy of the complete automation strategy, the four phases we take our private clients through to generate never-ending leads. Until next time, I'm Victor with BentoBot, and I'll see you on the next Don't Kill the Messenger episode. Bye-bye.